Our path eventually became a much more gentle slope towards the southeast. Soon, we reached a giant grotto through which our stream still flowed. The professor took his instruments and said he wanted to verify our position.
Take the compass and examine how she points,
he told me. East 1/4 southeast, I replied.
Very good,
he said, doing some rapid calculations.
I make out we have covered 250 miles from our departure point.
Then the mighty waves of the Atlantic are rolling over our heads, I observed.
And whales are playing in shoals, thrashing their tails against the bottom of the sea, the roof of our prison. Don't worry, they have no means of breaking through,
he assured me.
Not only are we 250 miles from Sneffels, but we have already reached a depth of 50 miles.
50 miles? I exclaimed. But that is the limit allowed by science for the thickness of the Earth's crust. And according to all known laws on the increase of heat, the temperature should now be 1,500 degrees.
As you say, my boy,
he answered. In which case, all this solid granite would be melted.
But you perceive that is not so. What heat does the thermometer indicate?
I looked and said, why, 25.6 degrees.
So,
he said,
science is wrong by 1,474.4 degrees. The theory that temperature increases as you go lower has now been proved to be incorrect.